USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Aides and advisors to President Trump insist that the president did not cave after he gave up a push for a citizenship question on the 2020 census, ordering the federal government to instead find other ways of counting how many citizens are in the country. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway.
I think what the president did yesterday is important because, again, it takes the obstacles away from data sharing amongst the different departments and agencies.
Speaking on Fox News after the president signs an executive order requiring all federal departments and agencies to give the Department of Commerce records about people's citizenship. Immigration and Customs Enforcement set to start raids across the nation to arrest thousands of illegal immigrants. Homeland Security insiders say they'll begin Sunday and continue for several days in at least 10 major cities. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tropical storm Barry taking aim at Louisiana, especially New Orleans. Currently a tropical storm, but expected to be a rain-making hurricane when it comes ashore tomorrow. Here's hurricane specialist Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center.
Although we're expecting to move very slowly, and that's why we're so concerned about the heavy rain risk, the rain should really begin in earnest overnight Friday into Saturday for southeast Louisiana, then spread northward into Mississippi.
Just getting word that another good-sized earthquake has Southern California on edge. A magnitude 4.9 quake rattling the Ridgecrest area just before 6:30 local time this morning. The shaker, the latest in a string of aftershocks since two major quakes, hit that area last week. No reports of injuries, but people across Southern California are on social media saying they felt it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A bit of a dust-up in the White House Rose Garden yesterday as former White House aide Sebastian Gorka got into a verbal confrontation with White House correspondent for Playboy, Brian Kareem.
You were just reading Gorka just a minute ago.
Yeah.
You told him to go outside.
I said I would talk to him.
You know what that means. Everybody knows what that means. What are you going to do?
You
can talk to him right here.
I can talk.
Why would you take him outside?
The verbal exchange unfolded just before the major network's camera crews had broken things down after carrying President Trump's remarks about the census. Two Indiana brothers are facing terrorism charges for allegedly trying to sell guns to ISIS. Federal prosecutors unveiling the charges yesterday against 21-year-old Moyad Dannon and 20-year-old Mahdi Dannon in Indianapolis. The two men arrested last week and accused of plotting to make fully automatic rifles using a process to make them untraceable. The FBI special agent in charge of the Indianapolis division calling it a case of homegrown violent extremism. And a Georgia woman who worked for Dairy Queen out of a job over a miscommunication involving a birthday cake. It was ordered to have some characters from a movie called Mona, but in fact, the woman who made the cake thought they said marijuana, so she put a big pot leaf on it. Remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.